ज्ञानंजन शलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महावदन्नाय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरतिशे गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै तदालये कृष्णाय कृष्ण भक्ताय तद्भक्ताय नमो नमः तवैवास्मि न जीवामि तया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे तन्मय माम चरणं दिये। फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल माय मिलियंस ऑफ दंडवत प्रणति इन द लोटस फीट ऑफ माय स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर परमाराध्य तमोम विष्णुपाद अष्टोत्तर श्रीमद् भक्ति प्रज्ञान केशव गोस्वामी and same millions of dandavat pranati in the lotus feet of Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj. Yesterday we were discussing about Uddhava, who is the most prominent in Jadu family, Jadu. So he went to Nandagaon, Vrindavan. He was thinking that Krishna is here in Mathura. He has come from Mathura, from Vrindavan. But when he reached there and saw first glance of Braja, oh, Krishna is fully here, totally here. Partly in Mathura. And then he told Nanda Baba that you are very fortunate, because there were no words to tell. Really, if anyone weeps for their parents, they weep. But if anyone weep for Krishna, Supreme Lord, really he is fortunate. So he told Nanda Baba, really you are fortunate, that Krishna is not only your son, but he is a Supreme Lord of Lords. Kindly he has come in your house. Then Nanda Baba became very more sad. Oh, I knew that with the association of Krishna you have now become
knowledgeable.
You are so much knowledgeable. What I see, really, your teeth of
milk teeth
is still not gone. You are totally, you don't know nothing.
Completely innocent.
Uddhav began to think, what mistake I have done? Oh, in this world, I am most sufferer. And to whom you are telling? Very fortunate. Why you told me fortunate? I am most unfortunate. Up till now I used to know that Krishna is my son. But now I have that Krishna is Supreme Lord. I have lost. I could not maintain him. I could not give love and affection to him. how wretched myself. Only one there was father, and that was Dasarath. Ram went to forest and he told, Ram, Ram, and left his body. Why am I not giving up my body? My body is made of
thunderbolt.
How, what should I do? And thus whole life he was weeping and weeping. Then Uddhava realized, I cannot satisfy them, pacify them. What to tell Mother Yashoda? Even Nanda Baba I can. And Yashoda Ma's love and affection for Krishna was more supreme. Thus whole night it went weeping and here. In the morning, Uddhav went to a kund, that is now kund, Krishna kund. Took bath, did anik, and at once he saw a big Uddhav carry.
Forest of
Kadamba trees. And in mist he saw some gopis. And they were talking. Oh, why a chariot has come? Same chariot. That Akrur, not Akrur, but Krur. He took our most beloved Krishna. And Krishna is now so far away. Why again came that chariot? Another gopi told. Because in Indian system, Vedic system, after 13 days, some special pind is given to the dead person. So, it has been sent from Mathura, Krishna, that they should go and bring pind. What pind? Hritpind. Hritpind means heart. Because all are dead there. So easily, so many hearts will be
available there.
Achieved and it will give hand to. Oh, but why the golden chariot? Golden chariot, how? Another told, do you know that now Krishna is king of Madhupuri? And he has sent to pacify his father and mother and Brajavasis to show that I am sending servant, himself not coming to pacify. He has sent servant, now he is king. And his servant has come by golden
chariot.
Uddhav saw that I have done mistake. Why I came in golden this chariot? Then any gopi told, why this Shyam is coming towards us? We have no relation. If think Krishna thinks relation, but not prominent. Blood relation cannot be given up. Krishna cannot forget his father mother because he came from father mother. So why he is coming? Perhaps he has forgotten the way. He should go to Nanda Baba house. Not here. There was a relation, an independent that we were thinking that Krishna is my most beloved, and gopis were also thinking Krishna is my most. But now it has gone. But he cannot deny his father-mother relation. But why? He is not going there, he is coming here. Then another gopi told, oh, he is Shyam, but not Shyam. Like Krishna, Shyam, as Krishna was some black scholar, he was like that. And Krishna has given his garland, banmala, and his vastra and everything to him. So he was like Krishna. Gopis used to embrace tamal tree, also
darkness
and other things. But seeing Uddhava, then did not embrace. Why?
Prem has sammarjada.
Because prem has sammarjada. They cannot do like this. Then one told, oh, he is messenger of perhaps Shyam. He is like Shyam but not Shyam. And then, can you tell? You? Van Maharaj. Bol. Bol, and for it. Tumhi to onek padesha. Bol, bol, jaldi. Achha, bol to, try karo. What became after? Then you should talk. You.
कृष्णाय कृष्ण भक्ताय तद्भक्ताय नमो नमः. So first of all, I offer obeisances to the lotus feet of Guru Padapadma, Vishnupada, Jidandi Swami, Sisila Bhaktivinoda Narayan Goswami Maharaj. Had the good fortune to hear all these topics from his lotus mouth. What I heard from the Vaishnavas, I'll try the best of my ability to repeat. So see, Guru Maharaj said yesterday that Krishna sent Uddhav to learn at the school of Prema. What is Prem? So when Uddhav came, the gopis inquired from him like an entrance examination. The gopis said, we had pure love towards Krishna. Our Prem was not selfish in any way. And Krishna's love towards us was also niswar, nirmal, pure. His only desire was to please us, and our only desire was to please him. O Uddhav, in this world, most of the prem that we see is selfish or swart. It is full of self-desire. Like a bird that stays in a tree. For how long? When he finishes the fruits, he never returns to the tree. The student, after taking lessons from the teacher, he never returns. A deer stays in the forest until the grass is still present. But when the grass is finished, the deer never returns. In the same way that a man enjoys a lady, then leaves her, or a bee enjoys a flower and never returns, or the subjects, the praja, leave a useless king. In the same way, most relations in this world are full of selfishness. But Uddhav, our prem towards Krishna was not like this, and Krishna's prem towards us was also not like that. Therefore, Uddhav, can you say, how did it break? How was this pure prem destroyed? Uddhav could not answer the question of the gopis. Therefore, Guru Maharaj said yesterday, Uddhav saw the University of Braj. He met with the principal, Srimati Radhika, and the heads of department, Lalita and Vishakha. The Guru Maharaj said he could not even answer the first question. Just like when someone goes to enter an exam, the chowkidar or the doorkeeper asks some identification. Uddhav could not even pass that examination. What to speak of the higher teachings of the gopis. So at Uddhav Kedi, of course, Guru Maharaj says when he used to go, that place was full of kadamba trees. Guru Maharaj said, this place is not made of blades of grass or dust or trees. This place is made of the tears of the gopis. So there at Uddhav Kedi, Uddhav revealed to the world the glories of Radhika's prema. If you look in the Bhagavatam, there are many different chapters which describe the glories of the gopis. For example, someone may say, the Gopi Gita is very high, there is the separation moon of the gopis. But if we look in a neutral way, all different types of gopis spoke different verses of the Gopi Gita. But the Brahma Gita comes only directly from the mouth of Srimati Radhika. Therefore, it's the topmost section of the Srimad Bhagavatam. Some people think, oh, I will learn Sanskrit, then I can understand the Bhagavatam. But Uddhav, when he heard the words of the gopis, he couldn't understand anything that they were saying. Because the gopis are not speaking Sanskrit. The gopis speak Priti Bhasa, Samadhi Bhasa. Their language is full of prema of Krishna. Therefore, even Uddhav, such a direct disciple of Brihaspati, he could not understand the words of the gopis despite having such a vast knowledge, because Uddhav did not have the prema of the gopis. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Damada said, Yaha Bhagavata Pada Vaishnava Dastani, Akante Asraya Kode Chaitanya Charani. If you want to understand the Srimad Bhagavatam, you cannot understand by mundane knowledge of Sanskrit or mundane intelligence. You can only understand by hearing from the mouth of a Vaishnava. Therefore, Uddhav saw Kwachit Gopi, one Gopi. Sri Sukadeva Goswami is not directly giving the name of Srimati Radhika, but our acharyas have said that Gopi is none else but Rishabhanu Nandini Sri Radha. Because Radharani's glories are given in a covered way. Guru Maharaj said, like a naked lady in the street, she is very ugly and disgusting. But when she covers herself with a very fine cloth, then she appears very attractive. In the same way, the topmost of Rasik Jans, Sri Sukadeva Goswami, has given the glories of Radhika in a covered way so that she appears even more attractive. One bumblebee, mistaking the lotus feet of Radhika for a friend of the Lord,
Madhukaram Drishtva Dhyayanti Krishna Sangama. What meaning? Krishna Sangamam.
She saw one gopi, Dhyanti Krishna Sangamam, who was remembering her previous association with Krishna.
She was thinking, now Krishna has gone to Madhupuri, Mathura. Or there are so many Rajkumari, very beautiful. Without lady, Krishna cannot be alone. He must be some connection with them. And then he became so furious.
So in meditation, she was remembering all these things. Krishna is the topmost of debauchees. One minute he cannot stay without a lady. Remembering this mood, she remembered, he is Madhupakitava Bandhu Mahasri Sangam Sapatnyam.
At the same time, Uddhav
approached
there. Very far difference.
And one Brahma, one bumblebee, approached the feet of Radhika.
She was in what condition? Oh. Lying down on the lotus petals. And from separation mode, so much heat coming that all
dried up.
And they have given him so much chandan.
Sandal paste.
And also that was
dehydrated.
Otherwise thinking whether she died or alive. To know this, they took some
cotton
and kept here and saw that some hot
breath
coming. Oh, you're alive. But at the same time, he saw that bamboo coming and she became very angry that, oh, still Krishna is with lady of Mathura, and then she began to
abuse
Madhupakitava Bandho.
Srimati Radhika began to abuse that bumblebee, thinking this bumblebee is a messenger of Krishna. But if you think in another way, Radharani was also giving some words of advice to Uddhav. Radharani began to abuse, "Oh, Madhupakitava Bandhu, Maspi Sangrasa Patyam. Oh, crooked messenger of a crooked master." And Uddhav began, "Oh my God, is that me?" She began to abuse that bumblebee, but really in an indirect way. Srimati Radhika was also giving a few words to Uddhavji. "Madhupakitava Bandhu, you are just, oh crooked messenger of a crooked master, you are just like your master. Because your bumblebee is black and he makes a very nice sound. But when you try and make friendship with him, he stings you and causes pain. In the same way, we tried to make friendship with Krishna. We gave up everything for him, but he also did nothing but cause us suffering. Therefore, this bumblebee and Krishna have a relationship. They are of the same nature. Also, Madhupa, Krishna now has left Vrindavan. Therefore, he's become Lord of Madhupuri. Therefore, Madhupa, Kitava Bandhu. Also, the Madhu, the bumblebee, his nature is to go from one flower to another flower to another flower. Taking the essence of each flower, he becomes intoxicated. Then out of madness, that bumblebee goes to a flower which has no taste. Therefore, Srimati Radhika said, we have heard that Krishna became so much intoxicated drinking the prem from the gopis. He went to Vrindavan, he went to Mathura in a complete state of intoxication. He went to a deformed hunchback called Kubja and made a relationship with her. Therefore, like a person who drinks too much madhu, becomes intoxicated and impure. In the same way, Srimati Radhika said, oh, crooked bumblebee, you also become like your friend Krishna. Because you have a relationship with him, therefore you are also impure. Maspi Sangam Sapatnya. Don't touch my feet. How dare you come to me in such a condition? Then the bumblebee is, oh, what are you saying, Radhika? Yes, on your mustache you have some yellow, like kumkum. I know where that came from. Krishna there in Vrindavan.
Madhupuri, Madhupuri now.
Mathura.
He has forgotten his relationship with Vrindavan.
Forget Mathura and Vrindavan here.
And he has now become thinking himself to be a Kshatriya. Therefore, he is mixing with all the wives of the Vrishnis. Therefore, as Krishna embraces those ladies one after another, the kumkum, the makeup upon their bodies, goes on Krishna's garland. And rascal bumblebee, you've come from Krishna's flower garland. Therefore, that yellow color is the kumkum from the breasts of the ladies of Mathura. And that bumblebee is very, oh Swamini, this is my natural color. But Radharani did not want to hear. How dare you come to me in such a contaminated state? Only a madman would send a mad messenger like you with six legs. How? Guru Maharaj says, a human is most intelligent because they have two legs. But a donkey, he is foolish because he has four legs. And you could imagine how foolish is an animal like a bumblebee that has six legs. You are the topmost of fools, and the person who sent you is also a fool. Therefore, don't touch me. I'm not interested in hearing your pleasing words. Oh, maybe we are not so fools like Lakshmi. Lakshmi somehow has become cheated by the sweet words of Krishna. But bumblebee, we are not fools like Padma, like Lakshmi. Therefore, let Krishna go and let Lakshmi stay there with her, but we are not to be cheated by Krishna's words again. Therefore, Obi Iti Katha Puranam. You're telling us so much Krishna Katha, but this is Puranam. Puranam means Krishna's glories are given to Puranas. But Radhika says in this way, Obi, you only know him for 3 or 4 days, but we don't only know that black. Actually, Radhika not saying black. Srimati Radhika is saying Asir, that person who is not white. Therefore, B, no need to give Krishna Katha here. You only know him for 2 or 3 days, but we know that cheetah birth after birth. We heard from Purnamasi, not only is this black a cheetah, but actually all blacks are cheetahs. We heard in Tridhiva there was one other black. His name was Ramachandra. He had the same characteristics of Krishna, being a debauchee. Ram was sent to the forest like sannyas. What type of sannyas was Ramachandra? He went with his wife. There we could imagine how much he was controlled by women. In the same way, Bali. Oh, and Ramachandra, he's so duplicitous. What did he do? He killed Bali, the monkey. That monkey had no fault. But Bali, like a coward, speared him from behind a tree. Ram, like a coward, speared Bali from behind a tree. Therefore, what to speak of that black doing that to his own devotees? What to speak of us? Also, there was another black. His name was Bahman. He cheated his own devotee. Bali Maharaj. He came in a small, sweet form, like Krishna. Krishna appears very sweet, but you make friendships with him, you make any business dealings, he'll cheat you, just like he cheated his own devotee, Bali. Bahmandev came in a small form and said, "O king, give me a donation of only 3 steps of land. I'm a brahmachari, I only need a little bit of land to do my bhajan." Then Bali is so much simple.
Bali Maharaj
was so much simple, he agreed. But what did that black do, that non-white duplicitous person? He took, with 3 steps, he took the whole universe and bound his own devotee and pushed him into the hellish planets. Therefore, Radhika says, "O B, no need to speak the glories of Krishna here. We know him more than you." And the B is saying, "If Krishna is so bad, then why do you keep speaking about him?" And Radhika says, "What can we do? We can give up Krishna, but we cannot give up Krishna Katar."
We can give up Krishna, even, but not Krishna Katha. Then?
Radhika said, "How much we are fools. We are just like the deer. The deer is enchanted by the sweet flute sound of the hunter. But when he comes near, that hunter kills him, but it kills the deer mercilessly." Radhika said, "We are also like the foolish deer. Hearing the sweet sound of Krishna's flute and seeing his enchanting, smiling face, we came to make friendship. But instead, he pierced us with his nails and caused us suffering. We gave up everything for him, and he gave up us. Therefore, be no need to come and speak Krishna Katha to him. We have lost everything." Just like Guru Maharaj says in India, when a musician plays an instrument, that person is so much happy they take out 100 rupees or 500 rupees and give a donation. Therefore, Srimati Radhika said, "Foolish bee, we lost everything. We gave up everything for Krishna. Therefore, we have no donation to give you here in Vrindavan. Better you go back to Mathura. And there the ladies who are very eager to hear Krishna Katha. They may give you so much donation, but we cannot give you anything." In this way, Radhika, out of her man, was saying many, many strong words to Krishna. What is man? Someone that became astonished. What type of friend is this? Srila Chukra Maharaj used to say, "We always hear the gopis abusing Krishna, but we never hear Krishna abusing the gopis." Therefore, someone may say, "What type of friend is this? Very bad language they're using for Krishna." But Krishna says in Chaitanya Charitamrita, "When my beloved abuses me with strong language," Krishna says, "that steals my heart." So Radhika, she is abusing Krishna, but how much she is attached to him. Therefore, that abuse of Radhika is not abuse. It's the topmost section of the Vedas. Therefore, Uddhav, at the end of hearing all these prayers of Radhika, he became completely astonished. And he prayed 6 verses to the feet of the gopis. Eta param tanubritam gopi buddha vadashu govinda eva nikalatmani gruda bhava banchati yad bhava vayo munium vajumscha kim brahma janma sukha kim. Anyway, the last one I forgot. But Brahmaji Uddha prayed. Eta. How fortunate the gopis. Out of all those who have taken birth, only the gopis' life are completely fortunate. Why? Govinda eva nikalatmini rudabhava. Because they have developed rudabhava, complete attraction to who? Govinda, the Supreme Person. To Govinda, the Supreme Person. That banchati bhavabhayo. Therefore, Uddhav, he is the topmost class of parata. Paratur Bhakta, but he is saying the prayer of the gopis is desired, Vanchito Yad Bhuvibhayo, by munis like me and others like Brahma and Shiva. But we are most unfortunate because we cannot achieve it. Therefore, what is the use of even taking birth, Brahma Janma, even as a Brahmana? Or what's the use of even taking birth as Janaguru Brahma if one is cheated of hearing the glories of the gopis? Would have continued to pray.
Thank you. Good. Anyhow, good. Thank you.
have told in brief previous so much. When Radhika was rebuking that bumblebees, that is Uddhav, then for a moment he went here and there. Then Radhika, he was Krishna messenger. I never gave any affection to him. Only very rough words I used. I did wrong. And then time again he came. Priyashak Punaraga. Oh, very good, you have returned. Krishna has sent you. Krishna is some affection to us. Oh, what do you want, really? What your master wants? Then he began to do, sing something. And then, oh, you want that we should go to Vrindavan and Mathura? There are Swakin and we will be there. Oh, it is quite impossible. Dusta Dand Parsha. He cannot give up Mathura Rajkumari or even that Lakshmi in the form of
golden line.
So we cannot go. We cannot adjust that any other ladies will be there and we will be also there. Oh, Madhukar, Krishna has returned from his Gurukul to Mathura. When he will come? Whether he remembers his father, brother, his friends, Shubhal, Siddham, Madhumangal and all others, even other Brajavasis. He remembers Govardhan, Giriraj, Jamuna, Pulin and other things. Anyhow, whether he remembers us, that Gopi cannot make a good garland like you. Our Gopis very much qualified. They used to give me also beautiful garlands and so many things. Anyway, kvachidapisavkata na kinkrinam griniti bhujamagur sugandham murdhasya adhasya kadani. Oh Krishna, when he will come? And you will give your this abhay, hands on our head, that never be separation again. And telling this, Srimati Radhika, again, fine. Then Uddhav told, oh, you young, shma puranartha, bhavatyo log pujita. You are worshipped by all whole world, universe. You have such wonderful love and affection in Vasudeva Krishna. Sarvatma bhavo adhikrito bhavati naam adhokkhaje. You have attracted Krishna in all respect. He cannot go for a second from you here and there. Always with you, whether you know or not, but he is always with you. Birahena Mahabhaga Mahaname Anuradha. I saw your separation. There is no comparison in the whole world in any epics or history or anywhere as you have love for Krishna. Oh, I have brought some Priya Sandesh, some
message.
And he began to tell all these things.
hearing this, their mood was so high, separation, and they began to tell, "Hey Nath, Hey Ramanath, Brajanathati Nasana, Magnam Uddhara Govinda, Gokulam Vijayanagara." Whole Braja is burning in the separation mode of Krishna. "Please come, Hey Nath, Hey Ramanath, Hey Brajanathi Nasana. Only you can pacify, otherwise not." And then, seeing this love and affection, Srimati Radhika became faint, and then Uddhava began to pray all the gopis with Radhika. "Eta param tanupito bhuvagopa baddho govinda eva nikhilatmani rudabhava banchanti jatabhava bhivo munayo bayancha kim brahma janmani anant kathavasas." Oh, in this world, the birth of gopis is
successful.
Only gopi. And that is why gopis are there. Vrindavan is also very glorious. Govinda Nikhilatmani, he is the soul of whole universe, whole living entity in all Brahmand here and there. But gopis has rude bhav. Sneha man pranay. Then
rag
on rag bhav, mahabhav. Then rude ati rude bhav. That is madanakhya bhav. Dibyon maad. Vachanti. Jad. Oh, all wants this, desire this. We, all the munis, what is the use of Brahma, being Brahma or Brahman Janma? Where is no Ananta Rasa Katha like gopis? Where gopis will sit together, they will glorify Krishna. His love and affection. In separation mood or meaning mood. Kve maestriyo, anachari vyabhichara dushta. Krishne cha vais paramatmani rudabhava. Nanesparon bhajato vidso pisakshat shreyas tanoti agatarajivo payutta. Oh, where these worldly ladies, they are not chaste. Only gopis are chaste. Only one love for Krishna, beloved, most beloved Krishna. They don't know others. Nayam siyo anga untantarate prasada sarjo sitanvalin gandhukuto anna raso save rasya bhujadand grihita kantha labdhasi sangya dugat prajapallavina. O nayam siyo u nitantarate prasada sarjo sitanvalin gandhukuto raja. Even Sri Lakshmi, more than that, Satyabhama, Rukmani and others, they are also. They did not receive Mahaprasad from Krishna as gopis. What to tell Nanil Gandha Rushan, that is, those who are the wives of Bamandeva and others. Rasotsav, in Rasotsav, Krishna gave his hand in the neck of gopi. "Don't give up me, otherwise I cannot die. I cannot survive myself." So gave his hand. And then, "Asamaho charanareni jusamaham syam वृंदावने किमप गुल्मलतौ सदीनां जादुस्तजं स्वजन आर्यपतञ्च हित्वा भेजे मुकुंद पदवीं श्रुतिभि मृमेज्ञा आशामहो चरण रेणु जुषामहं. ओ आई विल बी सो फॉर्चुनेट इफ आई विल बी ए ब्लेड ऑफ क्रॉस दैट हाउ कैन आई विल हैव द ब्लेड the feet dust of gopis if they will go to Avisar and at that time they will keep their feet on that grass and then I will be so fortunate. That is why in Vrindavan Uddhav Kunda he used to bear there and as a grass so many lives and life. So many grasses are there, they are all Uddhav-like. He is still praying the love and affection of gopis. Jadustajam swajan archipatam chahitva anam. Javai siyarchit ajadibhi apta kamai. Jogeshwara irapi jadatma nirasa goshta. Oh, how fortunate gopis. Sri Archita, Aja, Brahma another, they worship Sri. For us, Goswami, but Lakshmi could not. But gopis, in rush, they took the lotus feet of Krishna on their breast. And they pacified Krishna. Thus, and then he began to tell Naparayam Nirvadesham. I cannot repay you for lives and lives. Thus, Bande Nanda Praja Istrinam Padurenum Afiknasa Jasam Hari Kothod Gita Punad Gonatvam. Then he began to pray in the last Bande Nanda Praja Istrinam and praying the lotus feet of dust of the Nanda Braja. Only one dust. You can think that what will be the, which will be the only one dust, lotus feet of Radhika. Jasam Hari Katha Udgit Punat Bhunat. What Hari Katha came? Sweet pastimes of the Krishna and their separation mode. That those who will hear, whole world will be purified by that. In brief, we glorify gopis pray. Radhika is Antaranga's Swarup Shakti. And her manifestations are all gopis. Not worldly. There, love and affection is transcendental. If you will hear, anyone will hear with great faith, strong faith, this Harikatha will come and they will bring Radha and Krishna in our heart. That is why, for example, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Gambhira with Rai Ramananda and Swarup Damodar used to hear all these sweet pastimes of Krishna and what symptoms used to come in his body, you know, sometimes like kurma, tortoise, sometimes like this, that. So now, in brief, we have finished our classes glorifying gopis' prayer. I think that if you will remember all these sweet pastimes, your life will be successful. Depend on Krishna. Depend on. At least Saranagati, that Krishna for Rakshati.
Protector.
Any person cannot do. Anyhow, so depend on Krishna. Don't depend on anyone. and be like Ganga Mata Thakurani last year, last night. And there are so many. And thus, make your life successful. Gaur Premanande. Prabhu.
Hare Krishna, after 5 sacrifices, who has collected alms for Gurudev, they can come and offer to Srila Gurudev, Hare Krishna. And today, Srila Gurudev has given him one initiation. Now Gurudev will announce his spiritual name. Tianta Phailia. Stand up, please. Taruni.
I sold some books.
That's from books?
Yeah, 41
euros. Oh, it is from books.
Taruni.
Taruni.
Taruni Devi ki jai.
You should speak, Prabhu.
They should come and go.
Over there?
Yes.
But this way is better, Maharaj, because they will all come here.
Have you anything?
Yes.
Give me.
What do I say?
Hare Krishna, good day. This stick, the dunga.
Oh, you can put it anywhere.
Hare Krishna. I would like to pay my most humble obeisances to my Diksha Guru, Srila Prabhupada, and to my beloved Shiksha Guru.
What to do with
this? Srila Maharaj.
Sajjan Maharaj.
I would like to attempt to mention a few words of thanks
from my this link
to all the Vaishnavas, to all the devotees who helped make this festival possible. First of all, of course, my
so much
eager and almost impossible attempt at expressing my thanks and appreciation
very
to the Buddha. The only thing that comes to my mind is what I've learned is that I owe him the rest of my life as a gesture, as a humble gesture of thanks, and that is what I pray for, that is my goal. Otherwise, I find no way to thank him. And next.
Oh, they're disturbing. We are not hearing.
No, you can continue.
They should come first.
Okay.
Come.
Don't
delay. Very short. Thank you.
We'll take it, don't worry.